Healthcare providers are urging people who have attended large protests to get tested for the coronavirus. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Public health officials are on alert, waiting to see whether the large-scale protests in recent weeks will cause a new wave of COVID-19.
We don't know whether these protests will lead to a spike in cases.
Dr. Matt LaGalbo is medical director of the Country Doctor Community Health Centers, located on Capitol Hill near the epicenter of the Seattle demonstrations. He says many protesters are taking care to wear masks and stay as far apart as possible. A big concern, though, is the recent use of tear gas and pepper spray by police. LaGalbo says during protests, those things trigger coughing and sneezing, which increase the likelihood of the virus spreading. And the longer-term effect they have on people's lungs could make them more susceptible for an unknown period of time.
It might make someone even more prone to acquiring the virus, not just at protests, but elsewhere in their daily lives if they have this lingering inflammation. We don't know this for a fact, but it's certainly very medically plausible.
LaGalbo says his clinic has seen a couple of patients who live in the neighborhood and called in complaining of irritated lungs without attending the protests, even indoors through closed windows. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.